Now, this one for you, Dave. Chris says, how do solar panels turn sunlight into electricity?
OK, a solar panel is basically a one-way valve for electricity. So you have two bits of semiconductor, one which is it's called P-type and the other N-type. In the middle, you have a gap which you don't have many electrons in, and it also acts as a valve, so it'll only electricity through one way. Light can hit this bit in the middle where there's no light, where there's no electrons, which doesn't conduct electricity, and knock an electron off an atom, and therefore you create an extra electron, and you create what's called a hole, so a place where there's no electrons in there. Those then move across to either side of this one-way valve, so essentially one's on one side of the valve, and the other's on the other side of the valve. The only way they can get back to each other is by going all the way around the circuit and doing work and powering whatever you're using to power your calculator or your phone charge or whatever. So yeah, basically light hits a bit, electron and a hole get either side of a one-way valve, and they have to go all the way around the circuit.
So the tiny little solar panels you get on a calculator or whatever, are they the same technology essentially as the ones you'd find on a roof of a house, or, you know, a really big scale photovoltaic cells? Is it the same thing going on?
Broadly the same technology, yeah. Pretty much all of the solar cells you see at the moment are basically exactly that set of silicon ones, the same as you get in a calculator. They are developing newer versions which use different kinds of chemistries and different kinds of semiconductors. And so, yes, eventually they're going to be different, but pretty much all of them are just silicon one-way valves.
Cool.
Thank you, Dave.